57 elected officials in Washington, state lawmakers, King County, and city of SeaTac officials have urged the Port of Seattle to drop its opposition to the SeaTac minimum wage ordinance. SeaTac voters last November passed Proposition 1 to lift wages for some workers in and around the airport to $15 an hour. The port has argued in court that the city of SeaTac lacks jurisdiction to impose pay levels at the airport, and a King County judge agreed. Port commissioners say they're working on their own effort to address the issue of wages. Commissioner Stephanie Bowman bristled at the pressure other lawmakers have put on port officials.
There's no one size fits all. If there was, I think somebody would have come up with it before. So just saying, go ahead and enact Prop 1 as is not the answer for me. We've got to figure out a way that works for all employees, so that we have jobs for everybody.
She spoke at the end of a hearing on airport job quality that lasted hours. Many of the people invited to speak were business owners at the airport. Of the three workers who spoke, only one urged the commission to adopt the living wage ordinance. Heather Weiner, spokeswoman for Yes for SeaTac, which sponsored the $15 an hour initiative, called the hearing political puppetry. She says they weren't given enough notice to be able to get workers to downtown Seattle for the hearing. A port spokesman, Jason Kelly, says that the port worked with Unite Here Local 8, a union that supported the initiative, to find a worker to testify. And he says there will be other opportunities for workers to speak, including at monthly meetings at the airport. Ashley Gross, KPLU News.